Welcome to day 275. We are up to Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. Says the Mishnah, HaMe'isa. Me'isa is dough that was first put into boiling hot water and then only afterwards was it baked, which, by the way, I'm pretty sure is how bagels are made. So Beishamai Potrim, Beishamai says you're exempt from having to separate challah because at the end of the day, you first boiled it and it was cooked cold circle. All the cooking that was required for it to be eaten happened through the boiling. And we know that only things that are baked normally are chayav in challah. So it doesn't matter that you bake it later. All of the essential cooking happened through boiling, and therefore you'd be exempt. Beis Hillel says, no, you would be chayiv. You would have to separate challah, because at the end of the day, you're baking it just like normal bread, and therefore you would have to separate challah and give it to the kohen. So now, chalita seems to be something that's very similar to me'isa. Maybe the only difference is that instead of putting it into the boiling hot water, instead you pour the boiling hot water over it, and then you bake it. But Beis Shammai says you're a chayiv. Beis Hillel potrim. Beis Hillel says you'd be exempt from challah, which is the opposite of what we saw, which is very strange, because Hame'isa and Chalita really are quite similar. They should have exactly the same halacha, because it's first boiled and then it's baked. So why is there a difference in opinion? So that's exactly what the Gemara picks up on and says, actually, these are just two different versions of the machlokes, of the dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. One is simply said by Me'isa, and the other one is said Chalita. So the proper way to read it, according to the Gemara, is Hame'isa, when it comes to this dough that's boiled, which would be the same halacha by Chalita. So Beis Shammai says you're exempt, and Beis Hillel says you are chayav to separate challah. And the other opinion, the other way of reading Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the other version, is that by Chalita, which, by the way, same halacha by Me'isa, is the opposite. Beis Shammai says you're chayav, and Beis Hillel says you are pater. Now, we generally paskin like Beis Hillel, and we also say that if you first boiled it and then you baked it afterwards in the normal way, in a normal oven, then it actually would be chayiv. You would be chayiv to separate challah, and therefore it seems that that first version of the machlokes seems to be more accurate, at least the way we paskin like Beis Hillel, that you would have to then separate challah afterwards. Continues the Mishnah, chalos toda, or kikei nazir. Chalos toda are loaves of bread that you'd bring as part of the toda, the Thanksgiving offering. You have to bring a lot of bread. Or kikei nazir, or wafers that you would bring as part of the nazir offering. Nazir is a vow that one would take. We'll learn about it much later in Shas. But when you finish the term of nazirus, you bring a karban and included these wafers. So now, us on the atzma, if a person baked these wafers or the loaves of bread for oneself, pater, you're exempt because it's hektish. It's something that is considered holy. It's going directly to a karban, and therefore something that is hektish is peturos, are exempt from having to separate challah. But limkor bashuk, but if you bake them in order to sell in the marketplace, so it almost like there's a, you create a package, like here's the karban toda package, you can buy all these loaves of bread, or here's the rekike nazir package, then it would be chayav. You would be chayav to separate challah. Why? What's the difference? Because in the latter case, you're not positive you're actually going to sell it. You hope so. Perhaps you've sold many in the past, but you're not positive you're going to sell it. There's a possibility that no one's going to buy it in time, and before it goes bad, you're going to end up keeping it for yourself, and therefore you would have to separate challah at that point. And therefore, from the beginning, we say that you should separate challah because you're not sure they're actually going to use it for the purpose of hektish. And that distinction between certainty and uncertainty and how that impacts the halachas of separating challah, that's going to play out in the next Mishnah. So it says Mishnah Zayin, Nachtom she'asa sa'or l'chalek. Imagine a baker has this big batch of dough, or sourdough, or sourdough, l'chalek. And eventually, the baker is going to divide it up into smaller portions and then sell those smaller portions as dough for others to bake in their own home. Chayev b'challah. You're actually chayev to separate challah. Why? Because even though each one individually is smaller than the actual shear that you would need, right? We said you need a large amount, 2.5 liters. Again, we'll learn that later. 5 pounds or 3 pounds, 11 ounces, whatever it is. You need a lot of dough in order to be chayav and challah. In this case, he had a big batch that was that amount, but then he divided up into smaller amounts. Still, you'd be chayav, because of the same principle we saw in the last Mishnah. You're not sure you're going to sell them, and if you don't sell them in time, what the baker's going to end up doing is just taking all the ones that remain and putting them back together into one batch and then baking it, and then you would be chayav and challah. And therefore, we say the person is chayav and challah, because we're not sure that you're going to sell each one individually. Nashim shenasnu nachtom lasos lahem sa'or. If women give a sourdough, small little batch of sourdough, to a baker in order for the baker to bake it, then im ein b'shal achas mehem kashir, if each one individually doesn't have the proper amount that you need, I mean, it's likely that's true. If the person is just giving from their own kitchen to bake it for Shabbos, you're not going to have 5 pounds of dough. So, assuming that's true, then petura min achala. Then there is no obligation to separate challah. And that's true even if the baker is going to take all of the sourdough that he got from all these different places, put them all together in one batch, bake it all together, and then divide it up, or whatever it is. Even if, or first put it together, knead it, and then, more likely, you'll knead it, and then divide it up into small portions, and then bake it. So, wasn't it all together as one batch when you were kneading it? The answer is Yes, but it doesn't matter because you're eventually going to separate into smaller amounts, and you know that you're going to separate into smaller amounts, and you know that it's never going to become one amount again because you were given it by different households. So of course, it's going to each one's going to go out to those households, and therefore there's certainty that it's never going to be one batch, and therefore you'd be exempt from maaser. Whereas in the first case, you divided it up, but you're not sure that it's actually going to get to different addresses. You might end up keeping it for yourself. In the latter case, you know you're not keeping it for yourself. You got it from other people, and therefore you'd be chayiv in the first case, but exempt in the second case. That is Mishnah Zayin. We'll continue with Mishnah Chas, tomorrow.